at 811 or go to digsafe.com.
The Celtics play here at the Sports Hub.
Bell was to the right. Now he'll trot into the backfield off the left hip of Darnold. Quarterback with the towel hanging from his belt. Has the snap go through his hands, over his head, into the end zone. And Darnold swats it out of the back of the end zone with J.C. Jackson in pursuit.
He's still seeing ghosts.
Darnold on the snap from Khalil could not handle the snap. He batted it out of the end zone with a pair of penalty markers.
Illegal.
Darnold trying to prevent a Patriots recovery for a touchdown.
That's on Darnold.
Go back to a play several years ago. K.J. Wright of the Seahawks got away
illegal
with it.
Illegal bat. Offense number 14. This foul creates a safety. 2 points for New England. Safety kick from the 20-yard line.
That was our big why, big moment of the game. Big moments this football season get bigger with a complete tailgate. That's why you got to stop into Big Y this season. Chicken wings made easy, made to order subs, and much more. It's all at your neighborhood Big Y world-class market. So that was a stupid play and a smart play all at once with that safety. The snap was horrible, so that was stupid. A bad snap. Stupid idiot Jets. The other thing was Darnold made the right play. Darnold made the heads-up play by batting the thing out of there. And good for him. But it was still safety, and it made it 26-0.
Might have been his only smart play of the night.
Might have been the only good thing he did all night was to cause a safety. Woof. Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal is with us here in studio at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Greg, this was a bad, bad loss for the Jets. And yet another dominating performance for the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're running out of things to say about this team, especially about the defense. I mean, you know, look, they're just outstanding. I mean, you want to say, all right, there have been years past, and, you know, we've been on the radio talking about it, where you've been like, ah, I don't believe in this defense. You know, they haven't really played anybody, but this defense is so dominating, and the things that they're doing up front with the games and the different pressure packages and showing zero blitz and coming out of it and confusing people and, like, you know, generating pressure at will and turnovers. I mean, you know, it's impressive. It is. And I'm sure fans of other teams want to say, oh, you know, look who they're playing, all this stuff. But, you know, you go to the advanced analytics and it holds up that this defense is one of the best so far of all time. It will be interesting. I mean, I just now at this point, you sort of want them to be challenged. You want to see them play a full four quarters. I mean, I guess they did against the Bills. That's really the only time that we had that where in the second half you're like, hey, one play. The Bills make one play here. It's a different game. The game could be in jeopardy.
I want to see them do it against a good team because I think they can do this against a good
yep.
team.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can do this against a very good quarterback. And I think Sam Darnold is good. But, man, tonight was so bad and so horrible for him in so many ways. But I think that this defense can do this against better competition than what they faced. I didn't think tonight was the night where they were going to start giving up the points. So
yeah,
I don't look at this and say I learned anything tonight. I don't feel we were going to learn anything tonight. It's a nice win. They keep it rolling tonight, 7-0. They look great doing it, so that's all good. But I can't wait until they do something like this against a good team.
Like the Chiefs.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, if they hold the Chiefs under 20, you know, all of a sudden people are like, holy cow. And they should be. I mean, these guys are that good. I mean, you know what's amazing? I was thinking about it on my way in is that, you know, I forget when it was.
But they're
going
to have
it was
games before that. I mean, I think that it's going to be more fun for them to do it against Baker Mayfield next week.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson and the Ravens will be fun, even though, again, still not at the level of the Chiefs, but it's still going to be
incremental increase. Cowboys, yep.
And then the Eagles and Cowboys. Texas. I think these mm-hmm. next 4 or 5 weeks, and then Houston, the next 5 games before you get to Kansas City are all better than what you had tonight.
Oh, no question. It's all better than what they faced so far. I mean, that is once they get done with the Browns, now we're talking some football, you know, and we'll be able to see just how great this team is. I mean, you know, going on the road 3 out of 4 weeks to play the Ravens, the Eagles, and the Texans, 2 are night games. Those are going to be tough, you know, and then, you know, the home games are Dallas and Kansas City. They are no slouches, and we know Andy Reid can scheme up against these guys. I mean, I just think from what we've seen of Andy Reid in the past. And look, this Patriots defense, what, they pitched a shutout in the first half at Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. Second half was a different story in both games. But that's sort of the talent there. Once they get healthy, if Mahomes is back, that's really – you're talking about a great offense against a great defense. And I'll take a great defense every time in that matchup. But that's sort of what you want to see at this point.
Did you think the offense was better tonight?
I thought it was, I thought it was half good. You know, I the things that I was encouraged about, and you knew you were hoping to see some baby steps with this offense coming out of the 11-day layoff, where you knew Josh McDaniels and Scarnecchia were going to get into a room together with film and with the other coaches and Belichick and be like, okay, all right, you know, how do we go forward from here? You know, what can we do? What's terrible? Let's junk that. And they came out what I thought they were really effective at, and what had basically been eliminated in the previous weeks was anything outside the tackles, you know, as far as a running game or threatening the defense to the width. I mean, they had trouble
completing
no stretch plays, no toss plays. Remember, they had the jet sweep threat last year with Patterson, and no one has been able to do that. And I thought today they sort of rededicated themselves to making – the opposing defense defend sideline to sideline against them, and that opened up a few more creases in the pass game and the running game. While it wasn't great, there were some bad plays, but there were some good plays. And so I thought they took some baby steps. But the second half, you know, look, you could see it on Brady's face and you could hear it in his postgame, you know, comments. You know, there's some frustration there. I mean, there continues to be frustration about just how hard things are for this offense, and I think Brady was hoping that it wouldn't be this difficult for them to move the ball.
617-779-0985. This was said on the broadcast tonight. Booger McFarland on ESPN has this on the Patriots' pursuit of offensive line help.
They're going to start to get some more weapons back, and they haven't even – you're right, Josh Gordon is not here. Maybe the fullback, they can get back and figure out how they can get their power running game. But it really doesn't matter, okay? I think where they would like to get some help is along the offensive line. I've heard rumors about them looking around the league, trying to get a trade partner to get some help there. But other than that...
Perhaps somebody who replaces Marshall Newhouse at left tackle?
Exactly.
That doesn't sound like a report.
No. And quite frankly...
That sounds like speculation on his part.
Yes, it's speculation that he's heard Trent Williams and, you know, that BS. And he probably heard... Who was it? The Redskins floated out there that the Patriots offered them a first-round pick
right.
for Trent Williams, which I don't believe. And anybody who's really doing business with the Patriots or has hopes of doing business with the Patriots, you don't let that leak out. You know, Belichick will just cut you off after that. So I never believe that. And I don't believe that they're looking for left tackle help. I believe that they are all in on Isaiah Wynn coming back and staying healthy. I think they're ride or die with Isaiah Wynn at this point. And I think their efforts are going to get to some sort of weapon that just offers a speed element on the outside. I mean, just because right now they're slow and plodding. And getting Ben Watson back and Tomlinson is certainly not making them any faster. I mean, Ben Watson is slow. Tomlinson is slower. And, you know, you hope a healthy Josh Gordon can get you some splash plays. Definitely a N'Keal Harry can help you. But they're really missing that sort of gadget speed element that can live on the outside but can also maybe carry the ball once in a while to the edges.
Well, there was an interesting answer from Tom Brady pregame with Jim Gray. Tom. There was an interesting answer that he gave about the expectations of the offense and what they're expected to be in terms of how much they need to produce to help the team win. We'll get to that coming up with more of your calls. 617-779-0985. That's on the way after Headlines with Jim.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Watson with tight end left takes the snap. The Jets rush forward. Brady lobs a throw down the right side for Dorsett. Open! Touchdown! Patriots! What a beautiful throw by TB12.
Night-night!
Patriots roll the Jets 33-0. They move to 7-0 on the season. The defense dominating once again. They picked off Sam Darnold four times for six turnovers in all, allowed only 154 total yards. Jets were only 2 for 11 on third down. The Pats play the Browns and Baker Mayfield next at Gillette Stadium Sunday afternoon. NBA, Jaylen Brown and the Celtics. They beat today's deadline, agree to a four-year, $115 million extension. C's open the year in Philly on Wednesday. Gordon Hayward missed today's practice with an illness. Forward, Bruins forward David Pastrnak named the NHL's first star of the week today. Bees host Toronto at the Garden Tuesday. Sports Hub headlines brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. The cold weather is just around the corner. Get your car ready at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, the best defender in the game against engine wear. Go to getanoilchange.com to save 15%. I'm Jim Louth. Bertrand and Murray have more with Greg Bedard next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
Who likes beef? Well, your boy Zoe does, and I'm here to tell you about Big Y. I think sometimes I can compete in a grill-off. Yeah, I'm an expert. You got to go to Big Y for all their natural Angus beef for premier steakhouse dining experience. USDA choice with no antibiotics or growth hormones ever. It's all at your neighborhood Big Y.
Hey, New England. It's Sonny Michelle. Last year, my teammates and I scored 62 touchdowns. To stay true to their commitment, Northern Bank matched that and more and donated over $100,000 to Heading Home to provide housing and support for homeless families in need.
And I'm Jim Mon, CEO of Northern Bank. It's scary to think about how much money taking to the house could raise for homeless families with all the weapons you have this season.
Better get your checkbook ready, Jim.
Hey, it's for a great cause, Sony. We're helping homeless families.
See how you can help at nbtc.com. Northern Bank, stay true.
Streaming on the patio.
That sounds perfect. We'll be over around 6.
Excuse me?
Oh, and just an FYI, Grandma is keto now, so just be mindful.
Keep your whole family connected with crowd-pleasing gig speed internet. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Learn more. Get started with a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. Now with even more download speed. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 11/26/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
My name is Mike. I'm a veteran, and this is my VA story. I proudly served our nation during Desert Storm. 28 years later, I still have concerns about the oil fires, Gulf War syndrome, and the emotional trauma of seeing some of my buddies wounded. Thankfully, VA New England Healthcare is here to help. They have the knowledge and expertise to deal with the environmental, physical, and emotional issues I experienced during my service in the Army. If you're a veteran like me, get the benefits you deserve from VA New England Healthcare. My name is Mike, and I know from experience, VA cares.
Call 1-844-VA-CARES or visit vacares.us.
Here's David Andrews, football player and Ford truck owner.
At my work, if you asked about a snow day, you'd be laughed out of the building. Just do your job. Keep plowing ahead, clearing a path for your team to follow. That's the same story for all the hardworking men and women out there plowing in their Ford Super Duty, tackling this New England winter without breaking a sweat. Because when people are counting on you, it's always game day.
Visit your New England Ford dealer. Ford Trucks, built Ford tough.
This is New England running back Rex Burkhead. I'm teaming up once again with Credit Union's Kids at Heart and the fight against pediatric brain cancer. With every first down, Credit Union's Kids at Heart will make a donation to the Team Jack Foundation, up to $30,000, toward research and clinical trials. Their contributions will help us find safer and more effective treatments for children suffering from brain tumors. Together, we'll gain ground in the fight to defeat this number one cancer cause of death in children. Learn more at cukidsatheart.org.
The First Downs to Fight Pediatric Brain Cancer campaign is generously supported by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union and RTN Federal Credit Union.
This Patriots season, the pregame starts at Dunkin' for DD Perks members, because on game day, Dunkin' is offering Patriots fans 2 times the points on any size beverage. So don't just celebrate your team's success from the sidelines. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
Hey, football fans, it's Bob Soucy, the voice of New England football. If you want to know how my voice stays in peak condition, look no further than my cup of Bigelow tea right next to me in the booth. Be sure to stop by your local grocer and pick up a cup of Bigelow tea, because when you drink Bigelow, you can tee proudly.
Toucher and Rich mornings on the Sports Hub.
Dorsett, meanwhile, the flanker left. Brady's under center. Takes the snap. Clay fake on a deep drop. Pressure from his right. Moves up. Fires down the middle. Open Myers to the 10. He runs it to the 5. Tackled from behind by Tremaine Johnson. First and goal to go.
New England converted 22 first downs tonight. That's another $2,200 donated by Credit Union's Kids at Heart to the Team Jack Foundation to fight pediatric brain cancer and fund clinical trials at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. More at creditunionskidsatheart.org. Mark Bertrand, Big Jim Murray, and also Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal in studio with us 617-779-0985. Tom Brady made a comment to Jim Gray on Westwood One prior to the game tonight about the offense not needing to score 50 points per game. It seems like there's some sort of realization on Brady's part, or by extension, maybe the coaching staff's part or someone else's part. Somebody. But we'll stick with Brady on this one. That maybe all the things that have been said, whether it be publicly, privately, so far this season, it's time to tone it down and focus on the positives and go out there and just work with what you've got for the time being and try and do your best to make it work. Because it was a rather positive answer, and he sort of had something along the same lines in terms of talking up the defense when talking with Randy Moss on ESPN prior to the game in an interview that he did with him. Do you think there's something to that?
Could be. I mean, yeah, he's gonna be like out of the Nukaloosh school of cliches for God willing, hopefully we'll gain enough yards and put up enough points. I mean,
no, but you know how these interviews go. The Jim Gray interview, I mean, it's always a little...
It's a loaded question.
It's a loaded thing. But he just came out with this on his own. He said, well, one of the things we talked about this week was, you know, not needing to score 50 points and letting our defense do the work.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's, you know, that's being real about what, you know, where they are right now. I think that...
Oh, and he just decided to say that on October 20th?
Or October 21st? Well, I mean, maybe he's just sick of saying all the other stuff that he's been saying. I mean, there's only so many times you can say we need to get better. And so maybe he's just looking for another way to say it. I just think that, you know, nobody thought this offense was going to be high-flying. I don't know, except some of the people who, when Demaryius Thomas and, who was it, Josh Gordon came back and was like, it's the wide receivers are now a position of strength.
Right.
Which hasn't exactly worked out. But, you know, look, this team, they're challenged offensively. And if you look at it, this was entirely predictable. And I wrote about it this past week. When you stack up the... You stack up the rosters between the offense and the defense, and by my calculation, and I was even putting like John Simon among, he would be a reserve most places. Like there's like three guys on the defense that are considered, would be considered reserves in the NFL. The offense has like 12 guys, you know, and so the Belichick has stacked this defense. And he's done it for a reason. They are like three deep all over the place. The Patriots lose one guy, and they're all of a sudden, you know, they're grabbing guys off the street to plug in to play left tackle. Whereas on defense, you know, if Michael Bennett's suspended, and they got two guys that have started games for this team ready to go.
And they're cycling four to five guys out every other few plays defensively. Yeah. And even towards the end, when it looked like Edelman should come off the field, he still has to stay in because they're short on wide receivers. Like it's
Even when they're up a bundle like they are, there's Julian Edelman still out there catching passes. Whereas, you know, on defense, they go like three deep at every position. You know, so I think there's some resentment on the offensive side of the room. You know, they're not idiots. They see what's going on. They see how stacked this defense is. They see how they kept John Simon and Dietrich Wise and Alandon Roberts and Daron Harmon on defense when, you know, if there were fringe offensive players, maybe they let them go and go with younger guys. But on the defense, they went old, they went veteran, they went expensive, and the offensive has had to make do.
So do you think it's almost like an inferiority complex? Like that's what that, you know, you, because Edelman said some stuff in his interview that he did across the street earlier this week, you know, talking about Gronk, it'd be nice to have him back. Brady's obviously been outspoken. Do you think that's the place it's coming from? Especially in those two guys' cases.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, look, if you're Julian Edelman and you're Tom Brady and you're looking at things, you're like, you know, can I get any help? You know, where you look at the defensive side and they have guys all over the place. I mean, you know, they signed Terrence Brooks in the offseason. He's out there, you know, making an interception in this game, and he's like an afterthought on defense. And, you know, I have, for their offense, as far as elite players, I have Brady, Edelman, White as a third down back, Shaq Mason, and Joe Tooney. Now, Mason hasn't played that yet this year. But on defense, I have elite guys, Gilmore, McCourty, Hightower, Collins, Van Noy, Jason McCourty as an elite number two cornerback. Jonathan Jones is an elite slot, and Patrick Chung is an elite strong safety in this league. And, you know, then you go further down the depth chart, and I think that's where the frustration is coming from a lot of these guys.
Yeah, Terrence Brooks with the pick tonight, too. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah,
I thought he could have started on this team. I think, you know, the way that he showed out, but Belichick decided to keep everybody on defense, and now he's just, hey, Patrick Chung's out. All right, we'll just plug Terrence Brooks in.
You want to know what's going to be on the back page of the papers tomorrow in New York? Daily News, Manish Mehta.
Ghosts.
This is what he's got. The Jets got their Gotham Green derrieres kicked Monday night by the team that they despise the most on national television. Adam Gase's club was lifeless, sloppy, and unprepared in an embarrassing 33-0 loss to the Patriots that wiped away all the good vibes floating around his team. Sam Darnold's sideline admission that he was seeing ghosts was a microcosm of a forgettable night that conjured up images of the 2012 butt fumble disaster that will live in infamy. The second-year quarterback went 11 of 32 for a career-low 86 yards and committed a career-high 5 turnovers. With a career-low 3.6 passer rating, Darnold was up against a suffocating Patriots defense that stymied him from beginning to end to help New England improve to 7-0. And what's the back page there, Greg? I know you just had this back picture of the Post.
The New York Daily News was, Damn, Sam. Pats forced Darnold into 5 turnovers and 33-0 debacle. That's the front page of the paper. That's not even just the sports, I don't think. And I was just trying to figure out what the
Daily News was. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the front page.
I still bet it's not better than Osama bin Laden. I mean, that's their all-time best. They'll never beat that.
Yeah, Damn Sam is the back of the Daily News. Pats forced Darnold into 5 turnovers. Oh, and the back of the Herald for tomorrow is Boo!
I see. Works both ways.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know those guys are, you know, they're reshuffling that for final edition. They're going to be queuing that thing up.
Yep. He's seeing ghosts. Sam Darnold seeing ghosts.
Oh, yeah. They got the cartoonists working overtime right now. They're just waiting for the art.
They what?
They're just waiting for the art. They're waiting. They as soon as the ghost thing came up, they got the cartoonist or whoever on the line. They'll have something good tomorrow.
Someone draw something up for Sam Darnold. Oh, man. Jacoby Myers tonight, as we were talking about, targeted
Loved
5
it.
Times. And, you know, Brady connects with him. It could have been more. Could have been more had it not been for the bad pick or Brady hanging on to the ball a little too long. If he had uncorked that throw a little sooner, you may have been connecting with Myers down the field. If it wasn't for that flag when Myers was grabbed, you may have connected with him there. So there's some could be some things developing there.
Yeah, that was the other big thing coming out of the layoff that, you know, look, I think Josh got with Tom is just been like, look, probably showed him some film. He's like, look, this kid's getting open. He's catching the ball. Look at the catches he made in the last game, diving catch. And then this game he was what, 5 for 5, I think?
Yeah,
yeah, 5 for 5 for 47 yards. A couple were, you know, really big third downs, you know, in tough catches.
Yeah, one in traffic too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean the kid did a really good job, and I mean he hasn't been perfect. Some of his blocking is hit and miss. Sometimes he does a really nice job. Tonight he did a few times. Some of it's been hit and miss. And some of his routes haven't been great. You can see that Brady's not exactly thrilled with him. But you got to work through these things. And I kind of like how Belichick kept those guys on the field. I mean, I don't like it for Edelman getting beat up or Brady possibly getting hurt. But those guys need reps. They are far from a finished product offensively, and they need all the game work they can get.
Want to get your thoughts on what Adam Schefter had to say about Tom Brady prior to the game tonight? We'll do that coming up next with Greg Bedard. Don't go anywhere. It's the Safety Insurance, 98.5 The Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.
Recovery Centers of America provides both inpatient and outpatient services for drug and alcohol addiction with multiple locations in Massachusetts. RCA accepts new patients 24/7 and is in network with most major insurance providers to make treatment affordable. Call RCA today, 1-800-RECOVERY.
Built Ford Tough F-Series have been the best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. And Ford F-150 is built to get the job done. Drive it like a Ford.
It's Ford Truck Month with amazing deals on F-150, Super Duty, and the all-new Ranger. With great leases, low financing, and big cash back, hurry to your New England Ford dealers for best selection.
What's the secret to Safety Insurance's success? It's the ideal combination of good coverage and good communication. Whether you prefer email, text, online chat, or a good old-fashioned phone call, Safety is committed to customer service that's customized to your preferences. Ask an independent agent about Safety Insurance. We'll help you manage life's storms.
Hi, I'm Ryan Hutchins, Senior Vice President of Gilbane Building Company, based in Boston. Gilbane is one of the largest construction managers in the United States, and we've been signatory to the Carpenters Union for 10 years. The relationship with the Carpenters Union is not just to provide the labor for our projects, but to be a partner in today's construction world. It's the men and women of the Carpenters Union that are providing us with a finished product that we all can be proud of.
The New England Carpenters Union. It's time to build. Visit NERCC.org.
As we Patriots fans know, it doesn't get any better than Pats games on Sundays. And that's even more true with 12-cent Sundays at Shell. That's right. Join Fuel Rewards at Shell right now and save at least 12 cents per gallon at participating Shell stations. And the best part? Patriots fans can get in on this great offer during the entire regular football season. Now that's a touchdown for fuel savings. All thanks to the number 12.
Visit fuelrewards.com/New England to become a member and start saving at Shell today. Fuel Rewards account required. Offer ends 12/29/19. Minimum 5 gallons at participating New England stations only.
Hey, New Englanders, do what I did and be prepared for the winter with the King of Snow, Aaron's. Aaron's Snow Throwers, the official snow thrower of the New England Patriots, have been built by the Aaron's family for generations, and I trust them to throw the snow better than any other snow thrower out there. I've owned one for years. Aaron's Snow Throwers have all-steel construction, cast-iron gear cases, and impellers that are impossible to stop. They're the number one selling brand of two-stage snowblowers in the world. Machines that are passed down from one generation to the next. No, not just a snowblower. It's an Aaron's. Visit your independent Aaron's dealer today.
Hi, this is Rhea Fotopoulos, nurse practitioner at Mass General Cancer Center. At Mass General Cancer Center, we know that when someone close to you is diagnosed with cancer, it's often very difficult to know how to talk with them. It can also be very challenging to know what information to share or what questions you should be asking during appointments.
For tips on talking to your loved one and your loved one's care team, visit massgeneral.org/cancer/resource-program to download your copy of Communicating as a Caregiver.
Hi, this is Bob Soci, voice of your New England football champions. And as someone who used to call Navy football games, I want to tell you about a great way to support our veterans. My friends at Clear Path for Veterans New England have teamed up with local agents and Safety Insurance to help local veterans at the Resource and Wellness Center. Safety Insurance policyholders can join us in saying thank you to our veterans by making a $50 tax-deductible donation to Clear Path for Veterans and in return be rewarded with a 5% discount off their Massachusetts Safety Auto Insurance premium. Get rewarded at Safety.
This Patriots season, the pregame starts at Dunkin' for DD Perks members. Because on game day, Dunkin' is offering Patriots fans 2x the points on any size beverage. So don't just celebrate your team's success from the sidelines. Head to Dunkin' and start celebrating before the game even begins. You heard that right, Patriots fans. Dunkin' is giving you some extra fuel to cheer on your team. So this game day, it's easy for you to get a kick before kickoff. Because the Patriots and America run on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
Being a pro means maneuvering with power, moving with game-changing agility, and being heads up when it's crunch time.
Let's go, baby!
That's what I'm talking about.
It's no place for amateurs, and every part of your game has to be razor-sharp. Play like a pro in the GMC Terrain Denali. Every inch is engineered to GMC standards. It's the small crossover that does things big. See how the pros do it. Visit your New England GMC dealer for a test drive.
Patriots fans, never pay full price for gas again with Fuel Rewards at Shell.
See fuelrewards.com/New England for details. At participating Shell stations only, limit 20 gallons.
Did you know that every New England first down means another donation by Credit Union's Kids at Heart to the Team Jack Foundation to fund research on pediatric brain cancer? Learn more at cukidsatheart.org. The First Downs to Fight Pediatric Brain Cancer campaign is generously supported by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union and RTN Federal Credit Union.
Felger and Maz, afternoons 2 to 6 on the Sports Hub.
Roberts comes out, James Ferentz checks in. So you've got Ferentz and Illuminor. Two extra offensive linemen, two tight ends, stack left. Brady under center, out of the eye, hands it off to Michelle, runs into the right. Sony is tackled, but he breaks the play. Diving for a Patriots touchdown.
Yeah,
It's Ford Truck Month, and that means amazing deals on F-150, Super Duty, and the all-new Ranger. Rush on into your New England Ford dealers for the best selection. And it's time now for the Ford Rushing Update, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Sony Michel tonight with three touchdowns, a big part of the offense tonight with his three scores. 19 carries, though, for 42 yards, which means the average per carry was 2.2 yards per carry. And as a team, the Patriots rushed 34 times for 74 yards. They didn't exactly get it going on the ground in this game tonight, Greg.
No, but at least there were some encouraging plays that they, you know, hit here and there. There were certainly some really bad ones. Like, I can remember there was a Wham play that they ran, and Tomlinson was just really late and didn't get a good block on, I think it was Leonard Williams in the middle. And
yeah, it was like a feeble attempt.
Yeah, it was. And that was just, look, you're going to chalk that up to he's a new guy. He doesn't understand the timing and all that stuff. So, you know, look, it's not going to be perfect, and I didn't expect it to be perfect. Not with, you know, you're introducing two new tight ends. You got a linebacker playing fullback. You got, you know, and look, the receivers played with Gordon out. One thing I don't think people brought up, the receivers basically played different spots. So you had Dorsett was now in the Josh Gordon position, which he's no stranger to. He was there before Gordon came onto the scene last year. And Edelman was playing more of the, you know, third role when they had third wide receivers, and Jacoby Myers was playing the slot. So it was a little bit – there was a little bit of new stuff there. So, you know, I did not expect it to be perfect, and it wasn't. But I thought there were enough – glimpses that I think there's some stuff there that they can build on.
And Damian Harris lives, Greg, even though it was garbage time, but he actually got into this game.
Four carries, 12 yards for the kid.
First carry, 13 yards. I mean, it took Sony Michel limping off the field for him to get in. I think Belichick was like Dan Devine and Rudy. He was like, send him in. Like, and he went in there, and first play they made him block. And then he got another chance and gained 13 yards. So, you know, he had a couple shaky carries, but at least we finally saw him.
Any reason to believe we'll see more of him going forward? Or
No. Okay. It was like they begrudgingly, I think, put him in the game. He must not be – if they had any confidence in him at all, he would be in there. He would be platooning with Sony Michel. But there must be something, whether it's on the practice field, maybe he's late for practices – maybe he doesn't know the playbook. There's something that where they don't have confidence in him, or they don't want to just reward him. So, yeah, he's in the doghouse firmly.
Yeah. Well, he's probably going to stay there.
Probably.
Third-round pick. Not really adding a ton right now for the Patriots, playing in really garbage time. Super garbage time right
now.
That was
like Michael Bennett garbage time.
Really bad. Garbage time. Yeah. That's bad. Michael Bennett, garbage time. What'd you make of these comments that you're about to hear from Adam Schefter before the game? Here they are. Here's Schefter.
Again, let's just boil this down to the basic facts. Once again, when we talk about Tom and his future, let's look at some simple things. Has he put his home for sale? Yes. Has his trainer put his home for sale? Yes. Has he set up his contract to void after the season to become a free agent? Yes. So if he's selling his home and his trainer's selling his home and he's boarding his contract, what does that tell you? He's setting it up to move on. Now, listen, there are many times people set up things in their life to move on, and they walk to the abyss and they look down and they say, whoa, I'm not jumping now. So he could change his mind. But I'm just telling you, if you look at it in his mind, it has to be clear. He's thinking
in many
about
ways,
leaving New England.
What'd you make of what Adam Schefter had to say?
I heard your interpretation. Doesn't surprise me. It's like the tinfoil 10-2 show. You got your conspiracy
theory.
You love your conspiracy theories.
What the
hell
does that mean,
Greg? Reading things into what people are saying, and he must be saying. Look, I'm not going to say that you're wrong with, you know, what you were saying is sort of your interpretation.
No, you're just going to insinuate that I'm wrong.
Well, yeah, if you guys can rag on the 2-6 show, you know, the what was it? The Brady the 2-6 decline show. Then, you know, we can make fun of the 10-2 show a little bit, you know, in your tinfoil hatness. But, look, I just think that
– all I'm saying is – for those who didn't hear it, all I'm saying is that I think Schefter wouldn't have said this unless he's heard something else to lead him to believe there might be a morsel of truth in it.
See, I think that Schefter has made similar comments to these previously, possibly across the street earlier in the season or in training camp. I seem to just remember something like that. Maybe I'm wrong, but you know, I think that Schefter's just stating the obvious, and you know, I think that Brady, you know, after, and we've talked about this ad nauseum about, you know, how much he's given this team, how he wanted some security in terms of a contract extension when Garoppolo was here. He didn't get it. He wasn't happy about it. Suddenly Garoppolo's gone. They're saying your security's in San Francisco now. Then they go to this negotiation. Again, Brady stated, I want to play till 45. He expects, for all that he's done with this organization, and I agree with him, that they should have some sort of contract that at least allows it that he plays until 45. He didn't get that. And finally, and then the lack of weapons and the defense is stocked and the offense isn't. I think Brady just had enough and was just like, you know what? Fine. You guys want to do this? Now I'm going to look out for number one, and I'm just going to give myself options. Now, the home sale thing, I don't know. He sells a lot of homes and apartments and things like that. He likes his money. He likes to turn things around and cash in. But, you know, Guerrero's house just went under contract.
Pending offer.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But I think Brady
was
just...
Was it you? Did you buy it, Greg?
No, but it seems like a pretty good deal. And
$1 million,
it's quite,
right?
The nice place. Yeah. It's like 1.8. I mean, if I had that kind of money, I would think that would be a good deal.
No, it didn't go for 1.8. It went for less than that.
Oh, it did? Well, whatever.
Yeah, you sent out the link.
I did.
I think it was just over $1 million.
But I think in general...
So for $1 million, I mean, the price of homes these days, $1 million isn't what $1 million used to mean.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
But I just think I think Brady just wants to give himself options and sort of wants to put the gun to the Patriots a little bit more. And, you know, there could be a little bit of a showdown, and then it's, you know, it's... Basically, it's Brady and Belichick on one side and Kraft is in the middle. And, you know, here we are again.
And so it really just comes down to what he perceives as a lack of loyalty.
Yeah. I mean, and I think he's like, okay, you know, I understand you guys, this is how business is done in Foxborough, but, you know, maybe it's time for me to start looking out for myself. And I think he's done that. And I think he's going to continue to do that in this offseason. But I believe he will be back as quarterback of the Patriots next year. You know, how it gets done, it'll be interesting.
I think he ultimately comes back because I don't know where the hell else he would go. And Randy Moss, God bless him, he's like, where is he going to go, Adam?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could tell you, you know, John Elway needs a quarterback, and he had success with Peyton. I think Brady's the only thing that could save Elway's job at this point.
Right, so,
but also, you know, Vrabel in Tennessee.
So, no, I do understand this. I mean, Tennessee to me would represent a really good option for him in terms of a team where he could go and like the coach, I guess, and be given free reign to control the offense and all of those things.
And could come back into Foxborough for the AFC Championship game.
Except, the only thing that I go back to is his home life and – personal life is obviously a big part in this decision, is it not?
I mean, so he says.
Okay, so if it's not, then he could go to a million different places.
Right. I don't.
If the personal life doesn't factor in, well, then forget it. All bets are off. Then I could name 8 teams he could go to. But if the personal life is as important to him as he has always said it is, and he has told us in no less than like 10 different ways, whether it be through him straight up telling us in press conferences, you know, putting it in the bucket and coming back and training camp and, you know, all the things and all that personal time he values. And
but bringing that up,
what is he doing it for? And Tom versus time. And I mean, he's told us in 6 different ways how much that all means. So if that's true, then he's going to be limited in what he can choose and where he goes, especially if they are moving to New York and like, what's going to happen with that? And if the personal stuff matters, then he's going to be limited where he can go. That's all.
We'll see.
Yeah, I just think that gives him the easy out to not have to go to the OTAs. Yep. It makes him look more well-rounded so he can help promote the brand. I don't know. There's Fitz. Tennessee, it's certainly not sexy. Chicago, Lord knows they need a quarterback because Trubisky stinks. know, there's places he could go.
That's what I'm saying. As long as he doesn't mind being away from his family for like 6 months and they don't mind being away from him, or they're all going to move again.
Yeah, it's just a temporary move. Once Spike gets involved, you know, his woman's got his back. She's ride or die for it. He wants to stick it to the team if he feels like he's been wronged by them. And, you know.
I mean, if you got a problem living in Boston, it's not metropolitan enough for you. How is Nashville?
Talk to Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah, right. They got a show
Eric,
out of it.
And Eric Decker and Jesse James Decker. We saw them at the joint practices. They were out there.
Yeah, I would not describe them as metropolitan.
Yeah.
We'll get to headlines with Jim and more with Greg Bedard on the way after we pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston 98.5 The Sports Hub. The Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub Headlines.
Extra offensive lineman, two tight ends, stack left, Brady under center, out of the eye, hands it off to Michelle, runs into the right, and Sony is tackled, but he breaks the play, diving for a Patriots touchdown.
Total domination from the start for the Patriots. They took the opening kickoff, drove it 16 plays in almost 9 minutes, and never looked back. 33-0 the final from the Meadowlands, three touchdowns on the ground for Sony Michelle. Tom Brady, 31 of 45, 249 yards and a touchdown. He also had an interception. On the other side, Sam Darnold, only 11 of 32, 86 yards, four interceptions on the day. The Pats, the first team since 1942 to have multiple 30-point shutouts on the road in the same season. Around the league, the MRI confirms sprained ankle for Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan. The Falcons are not sure if he'll play this week. Kyle Allen named starter for the Panthers in Week 8. Baker Mayfield says he'll be good to go against the Patriots at Gillette Sunday. The Celtics open their season against the Sixers on Wednesday. Today they locked up Jaylen Brown on a four-year, $115 million extension. Pelicans with number one overall pick Zion Williamson out 6 to 8 weeks after knee surgery. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Fall is here. Get your car ready at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to getanoilchange.com to save 15%. I'm Jim Louth. Bertrand and Murray have more postgame next with Greg Bedard on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
Installing a mailbox, planting a tree, or other yard work? Don't dig yourself into trouble. Call DigSafe at 811 to prevent damage to buried utility lines. It's smart, it's free, and it's the law. Call DigSafe at 811 or go to digsafe.com.
Hi, I'm New England receiver N'Keal Harry. Bay Coast Bank and I believe that when you have a college degree, you can accomplish anything you want in life. That's why we're making education our number one priority with Catches for College this season. For every catch, Bay Coast donates $50 up to $25,000 into a scholarship fund to help kids pay for college. So get on the bus and help our youth reach for the stars in a college degree program. See how you can help make a brighter future for our youth at baycoastbank.com.
Bay Coast Bank, member FDIC.
When you buy a Reed's Ferry shed, you're buying direct from the builder. Those sheds at the big home improvement store, they don't build them. They're the middleman. And to make room for the middleman markup, they have to take stuff out of the shed. Important stuff, like lumber. Buy factory direct at Reed's Ferry, and you'll own a better shed. Call Reed's Ferry Sheds this week and schedule your installation.
Call 888-85-SHEDS.
Need a shed? If it says Reed's Ferry, you got a good one.
Hi, this is Lauren Winters, nurse practitioner at the Mass General Cancer Center. During Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we at Mass General Cancer Center know that when someone close to you is diagnosed with breast cancer, roles, routines, and relationships can change. While you might be focused on the needs of your loved one, it's important to remember that the first step in caring for others is caring for yourself.
Visit massgeneral.org/cancer/resource-program to download your copy of Taking Care of Yourself as a Caregiver.
This Patriots season, the pregame starts at Dunkin' for DD Perks members. Because on game day, Dunkin' is offering Patriots fans 2 times the points on any size beverage. So don't just celebrate your team's success from the sidelines. Head to Dunkin' and start celebrating before the game even begins. You heard that right, Patriots fans. Dunkin' is giving you some extra fuel to cheer on your team. So this game day, it's easy for you to get a kick before kickoff. Because the Patriots and America run on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
People are spending more time inside, about 90% on average. So at Marvin, we design windows and doors that help reimagine what the indoors can be. Inspired by how you live, we make it easier to invite fresh air and warm sunlight into your home.
We think about how spaces are used and design for beauty and simplicity in the everyday. At Marvin, we do this to help create happier, healthier homes with windows and doors that stand the test of time. Visit marvin.com.
New England Honda dealers present Keys to Tailgating Glory. The Honda Pilot offers enough room to fit up to 8 of your closest friends. So when deciding who to bring on game day, ask yourself who in your crew is truly worthy of a coveted spot at your tailgate. Are they willing to prepare a meal, stock the cooler, give up their spare kidney? You know, those kinds of things. Achieve tailgate glory in the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot at your New England Honda dealers. Around here, we Honda.
Attention Duluth Trading Store visitors. With a gentleman streaking through the buck-naked underwear department. Yes, you. Please take feels like wearing nothing at all a little less literally. That's more like it. And thank you for shopping at Duluth. Get buck-naked. At Duluth Trading Store.
On my drive into work a couple of weeks ago, I tuned in to hear that Nick Jamelli had started Awaken 180 Weight Loss. My first reaction is, why him? He's not a fatty. But then it made sense. Nearly dead Nick. Remember he almost died on a morning show because of that heart thing he had? He was instructed by his doctor to lose weight and start eating healthier because he eats all his dad's bad food. Nick, let's see if you can wrap up this spot in less than 50 takes.
Okay. I got this. After emergency open-heart surgery last year, my blood pressure is now something I always have to monitor. And like Zoe said, my doctor told me to lose weight, but I couldn't do it on my own. Eat healthy, what does that even mean? More fruit, less fat, more fat? It's confusing with so much conflicting information out there. So I asked my doctor about Awaken 180. He gave me the green light, and now I'm only 5 pounds away from my ideal weight. My doctor's happy, I'm happy, and I couldn't have done it without Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're struggling with your weight or health, set up your consultation with Awaken 180 online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Today's game is brought to you by ACP Facility Services. Do what 98.5 The Sports Hub did and trust ACP to clean your office, university, or retail space. ACP will tailor a cleaning solution that meets your specific needs. Go to acpcleaning.com. There's clean, and then there's ACP Clean.
Matthew Slater here. Have you been trying to quit drugs or alcohol on your own, but it's too overwhelming and you give up? It only takes 3 to 5 days to detox and hit the reset button. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL or visit adcare.com.
Zolak and Bertrand, middays on the Sports Hub.
Brady with Watson, the tight end left, takes the snap. The Jets rush forward. Brady lobs a throw down the right side for Dorsett. Open, touchdown, Patriots! What a beautiful throw by TB12.
Night-night!
Oh, that really was a hell of a throw by Tom Brady. Baycoast Bank and N'Keal Harry have teamed up for Catches for College to create college scholarships for youth in their community. New England's offense, 31 catches tonight, so Baycoast Bank donates $1,550, and they've donated $9,150 so far this season. Baycoast Bank, do what's just right. That throw from Tom Brady reminded me of the bucket drill that you see them do in training camp when they are basically making throws from about that distance into trash barrels.
It was a dime.
They drop it in the bucket.
That was a beautiful throw.
That's what they do in the course of training camp. He dropped that one right in the bucket for the touchdown. Hell of a nice catch. Nice throw.
Philip Dorsett, all he does is catch touchdown passes.
Well, that's not all he does. Not all he does. But
I want it to be that way.
He was out there tonight. He was out there.
He was out there.
He was contributing. Maybe not at 100% either. He had that hamstring from a couple weeks ago. We heard that if it were a playoff game last week, he would have been a go, but it was not. It was definitely not a playoff game, and the Patriots were more than capable of winning without him, so they went on without him. What's the sort of status on Josh Gordon, though? What should we expect in terms of time he's going to miss?
I think that it's possible that he is a game-time decision for Sunday, but I'm hoping that they hold him out and get him ready for Baltimore. That's what I don't think they need to push it. I mean, if it's what I think it is, which is an MCL / possible high ankle sprain. I've seen other guys come back, almost immediately with the Patriots, and it seems like Josh Gordon. I mean, that his knee wasn't completely shredded on that play. tells me that he is one of these guys that's very flexible and durable and, you know, recovers quickly. I think I've heard that about him, that he's a quick healer. So I think he's got a chance this week. I'm hoping that they hold him out and just get ready for the Ravens because they do not need him against the Browns.
And
N'Keal
Harry will be back for that game. He's been practicing.
Correct.
What's the expectation in terms of how he'll contribute?
I think, now that I think of it, it's very possible he's inactive for, like, the first game. I mean, because of, you know, special team concerns and things like that. And, you know, like we talked about, they need, you know, three people active at every defensive position on this team. So, you know, I'm hoping that he's sort of on the Josh Gordon sort of trainer program from last year where he gets, you know, it starts, you know, probably about 10, 12 snaps the first couple weeks and then it gets bigger from there because he's a guy that I think you can put on the boundary and just say, run 15 yards, turn around, and let's go back shoulder every time. They could do that and it can almost be unstoppable, and then he could really help in the red zone because I think he can get up, and he's also the type of guy that you can give him the ball in a little slip screen, and he's going to run over. You know, you put a cornerback on N'Keal Harry, good luck to you. I mean, even a safety, that dude is a Mack truck running at you. You think Josh Gordon is big and fast? N'Keal Harry is like the souped-up Terminator 2.0 version of what Josh Gordon is.
Are people getting their hopes up too much in terms of a move coming?
It's possible. I mean, I know the Patriots are trying, but it takes two to tango. And
it's starting to feel like to me that maybe teams just don't want to deal with them. Like this thing with Tampa that they had called about O.J. Howard.
Yeah.
I forget who had that report, and they were just told, like, no.
Bert Breer had that one.
That's who it was. Thank you. I wonder if, I don't know, teams are just kind of fed up. Like, we're not helping you anymore.
Well,
you know?
That could be it. But, you know, but you also have to take into account that, you know, a lot of these guys have jobs that they're trying to maintain. So Jason Light, who should not have the greatest of career certitude, is, you know, all of a sudden, what, you draft O.J. Howard in the first round and like a year later you're trading him? That's not a very good way to hang on to your job.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some other guys like that. It's like, you know, people want Austin Hooper. I mean, maybe the Patriots get him, but if you're the Falcons and you're Thomas Dimitroff and you want to stay beyond because Dan Quinn's going to get fired, and maybe they clean house, but why would you trade Austin Hooper? He's a starting caliber good tight end in this league. They don't grow on trees. Look at New England. You know, and so why would you give up a guy like that?
Right, a guy in his rookie deal, 23. Mohamed Sanu, to me, feels like that. That's more likely to happen.
Yeah, it's the end of the road for him. I mean, he's not that great, you know, but he's a big guy. Not the most consistent catcher, at least, you know, I haven't watched him a ton in the NFL, but I know at Rutgers, you know, he dropped a lot of easy passes, but, you know, he's a big body, professional player. You know he's going to do the right thing because he came from that Rutgers program. But, you know, if you're asking guys on offense what they want a dynamic playmaker who can get open on third downs. And Mohamed Sanu isn't it. Manny Sanders, I think there's the feeling that he is more an inside slot guy, and they have enough of those guys between Edelman and Jacoby Myers, and if they need it, Gunnar Olszewski, they have that. What they need is speed on the outside. They have a couple big bodies now with Josh Gordon and N'Keal Harry. What they don't have is a speed Edelman, and I think that's what, you know, I think that would be on the wish list or the short list for the guys in the offensive room.
All right, Greg, appreciate you coming in here tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Greg.
I'm sure you'll be listening tomorrow.
Yep.
On the tinfoil 10 to 2 before you're in on Felger and Maz at 2 p.m.
Exactly. Big first ever, I think, day after edition of Big Boy Tuesday.
Oh.
So looking forward to it.
See you in about 12 hours.
All right. Sounds good. I'm going to pull out the cot, and I'll see you here.
All right. Very good. That is Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal, 617. 617-